Hey, what's up everyone? This is Julian from the Art of Fitness and Life.com, and today's video is coming from a conversation that I had this weekend when I was out at a lounge doing some work and everything. And I was talking to the gentleman at the bar, and I didn't have too much, by the way. I just had one espresso martini. And we were talking about like, what do you do and everything? And I pretty much, you know, after I give him the title and everything of what I do and everything, I pretty much just ask questions. That pretty much is what everything comes down to, is I just ask questions. And we were like, interesting. And we got to talking about weight loss and all that good stuff, because it's January and it's that time of the year. And I pretty much said, he's like, okay, what's the process? Well, so like, there's really only 5 questions that you really need to answer. Sounds simple. And there's a lot of things that we do, right? With the genetics, testing biological age and everything. But at its core, it's only 5 questions. And the first question is, what do you want? What do you actually want? Not what do you think you can get, not what should you settle for, but what do you really want? What do you really want? Everything starts with clarity. Without clarity, you have no direction. It's like not even having anywhere to aim. You're shooting in the dark without this clarity. So what do you really want? What do you really want? And oftentimes people say they want to lose weight. They want to get healthier. They want to do X and X thing. They want to grow their business, but that's not specific enough. You got to be very specific. It's, I want to lose 15 pounds, or I want to reduce 5, get down 5 dress sizes, or I want to go from a size 40 waist to a size 34 or 32. It's having supreme clarity. And I'm kind of a spiritual guy, and I think that when you're crystal clear, the universe tends to operate and help you even more, because then it knows exactly what you're asking for. And so the first thing, as I said, start off with, what do you want to do? What do you want? And so let's say in this instance, it's, I want to lose, let's say 10 pounds. Okay, so I want to lose 10 pounds. And so the next thing that we're gonna do, the second question is, what one small thing that you can do right now? What's the most immediate step that you can do right now? See, a lot of times, especially in business, and I'm guilty of this as well, is that we lay out these goals, we get very clear on these goals of what we want, and then we can start to feel overwhelmed, because we're like, damn, there's a huge gap between where I am and where I want to be. And that, you know, sometimes can get us in a mode of inaction where we don't do anything, because there's so many things that we could do. And this reminds me of the quote from Ira Glass. I'm not going to recite the whole thing, but he basically talks about the gap between where you are and between where you want to be. And we know where we want to be. We know what this quality, we know what this life, this business and everything looks like, but we're over here and we haven't gotten to this other side yet of this quality. And it's really hard to push through there. So that's why it's good to just think of the most immediate action that you can do right this very moment. So one small thing. So let's take the example of the person who wants to lose 10 pounds. Maybe this person could lay out their calendar with all their workouts. So it's booked in there, like their business appointments are, like their doctor's appointments are. It's booked in the calendar. It's a non-negotiable. Or they could create a meal plan for themselves, create a standard of performance. And this is the word I learned from Bill Walsh. And when he took the 49ers from a very crappy team for a lot of years to winning multiple Super Bowls. So that's a great book also, now that I think of it, called The Score Takes Care of Itself. Bill Walsh, fantastic book. But anyway, standard of performance for nutrition. What are your standards? What are you going to do about that? These are just small things you can do. Something very small, but you're signaling to the universe. You're signaling to yourself that you are serious this time. And another thing is, because this time of the year is where people usually have a lot of momentum, have a lot of energy. but it's not sustainable. And sustainability is the name of the game when it comes to optimizing our health and performance and performing not just good for a little, not just good for a short time, but throughout a long, consistent duration. So we know what we want. We're taking one small step. The third thing is, what is stopping you? What's that one thing that is stopping you? What's going to stop you? And this is where you think about different obstacles. And this is going to be different for a lot of us. For some of us, especially the entrepreneurs, it's work. It's being in demand, having so many responsibilities, so many things to do. And oftentimes what gets put on the chopping block is our own personal well-being, our own personal health, taking time for ourselves to nurture ourselves, taking time to sleep, taking time to get those workouts in, taking time to eat the foods that nourish us and that are good for us, instead of just the foods that are convenient on the go for us right now. So what's your chokehold? A few chokeholds. You don't have to identify 100 different things right then and there with that. But just think about a few chokeholds that is potentially stopping you in this moment. And then let's go to question four. Oops, I accidentally hit the button to close it. So this is a new thing for listeners who are listening on the podcast, is we're starting a YouTube channel, and this is more like a vlogging thing. So definitely, you're subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, because I'm going to be doing some things over there that is only going to be over there, and it's going to be more of the day-to-day thing. Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Doing good. So yeah, this is more like a vlog in the day-to-day life and everything. So had someone walk by while we're talking right now. So the fourth thing is, after we talked about what's stopping you, what could be a potential chokehold for you, the fourth thing is going to be, how might you screw this up? And we can call this self-sabotaging. There's many different words that you can use for it, but I like to think of that is, that's the fourth thing, is how might you screw this up? And pardon the wind here, so getting a little chilly here. I think it's about to snow. But how might you screw this up? And we all have different forms of self-sabotage. And a lot of times we think we have a fear of failure, but we really have a fear of success, because usually with success comes a lot of responsibility, comes expectations. And sometimes we're scared of that. Sometimes we're scared of those very things. So how might you screw this up? You know, for me, it's not planning effectively. And for me, another thing is taking on way too many projects. I get very ambitious, I think. I like to push things to the limit. And so sometimes I have too many things on the plate. And what that does is, obviously, I start sacrificing on sleep. And then one thing leads to another. Maybe the food choices are not as good. Maybe my workouts are not as good. So this is going to be a very individualistic thing. But you must ask yourself, how might I screw this up? What are ways that I typically self-sabotage myself? It's absolutely critical. Before we get into genetics, before we get into all the peptides and supplements and all those things, we got to develop the self-awareness. We got to know our own psychology. We got to know ourselves and how we're wired. The fifth thing, this is the most important one, is who do you have to be? Who do you have to become to get this thing? I know we all heard this thing, be, do, have. A lot of times we want have to be first. But that's not how it is. It's be, do, and then have. So who do you have to be? Who do you have to be? What kind of person do you have to be to get this goal? Who do you have to be to lose 10 pounds? Who do you have to be to reverse and redefine the aging process? Who do you have to be to build that seven-figure business? Who do you have to be to get that dream wife, to get that dream husband, to have that dream life? Who do you have to be? Really think about that. It's easy to say we want all of these things. Everyone in the world wants these things, but are they willing to pay the price? Are they willing to be uncomfortable? That's the difference. That's the separating point. So as a recap, what do you want? What's one small step you can do today, right now, to signal to the universe, to signal to yourself that this time is different, that you are going to hit that goal? What's stopping you right now? What are your chokeholds? The fourth thing, how might you screw this up? How are you going to self-sabotage yourself? We all have different ways. Oftentimes, the biggest impediment to our success is us, our very selves. And number five is, what are you going to do to get uncomfortable? Who do you have to be to get this goal? Who do you have to be? Really think about that. And so a challenge to you as I leave out here is, think about some things. What are you going to do over the next 30 to 60 days to make yourself uncomfortable? Because if you're like me, you have huge ambitions, huge goals. But there's a huge price to pay for that. There's a huge price to pay for that. So if you like this video, like, share, subscribe. If you're on the podcast listening to this, on the audio experience, leave a review. Send this to someone who needs to know these five questions. And this doesn't just apply to weight loss. This also applies to many other areas of life. So until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and as always, go be superhuman. Peace.